This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
We are at part 6 of Being Like Christ. I'm loving this series. And it is my intention at some stage to bring you a complete series about the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. But today we are studying different scriptures across the Bible that encourage us to be more and more like Christ. Look what it says in Ephesians, and the 4th chapter, and I'm looking at verses 22 through to 24, but I need to go back to verse 21 to bring you some context, if you will. It says this, verse 21, "Since you have heard about Jesus and have learnt the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." Wow. That is pretty powerful. What Paul is encouraging us to do is to get rid of all of the rubbish. All of the rubbish that is in our lives. Get rid of all of the things that lead us away from Jesus. We were worshiping just now, and I felt it so important to spend time with God, to spend time worshiping him and telling him how much we love him. Worshiping him as he should be worshiped. Not a cursory glance on a Sunday, but deep, intimate worship. Declaration of our love toward him. But that's great. If you can do that, that is great. That is wonderful, in fact. But, and there is a big but, Paul is saying, get rid of the rubbish. Get rid of all the stuff that is holding you back. When you go through your daily life, each and every day, what is it in your life that takes you away from God? What is it in your life that stops you turning your eyes toward Almighty God? What is the thing that detracts away from him? What is it that distracts you? And I can hear what you're saying to me. Daily life distracts you. Making sure that everything is ready. Making sure the house is tidy. Making sure that you get to work on time. Making sure that you go to school, and when you go to school, you are there for the right reasons. All of these things, life. The car breaks down. The Hoover stops working. The washing machine is up the wall. Frustration, anger, annoyance, things that irritate you. All of these things stop you from looking toward Jesus. You know, if you look at the life of Paul and see what Paul was up to before he met with the Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, He was killing Christians. He was passionate about it. He was seeking out where the Christians were, where the disciples were. He wanted to end their lives. And he did everything he could to do that. Why? Because he thought it was right. Therefore, Paul's passion was directed toward killing Christians and ridding the world of these Christians, because he felt it was right, because he was religious in his Jewish teaching. And then that day, as he walked along the road to Damascus, he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord said to him, Paul, Saul actually, because his name was Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Saul said, who are you? He said, I am Jesus. And he met face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ, and he knew it was real. And all of a sudden, after 3 days, he was blinded for 3 days, and after that 3 days, he became passionate about following the Lord Jesus Christ and telling other people about the Lord Jesus Christ. He became so intensely passionate about it. So from the very word go, Paul's eyes were fixed on Jesus. All of the old things had fallen away. All of the old angers had fallen away. Everything had gone. And that is why Paul can now declare these words, throw off your old sinful nature and former way of life, which is corrupt, corrupted by lust and deception. He says, and then instead, watch this, because this is really important. Let the Spirit renew. Say that with me. Let the Spirit renew your mind. Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. And this is really important, because you see, we all think this as we go along our Christian life. I can't change. I've tried to change and I can't. I've tried everything I can think of to change and I can't. I am still the same. Why am I still the same? Because, and I want you to listen so closely, you can't change. You don't have the power to change. And that is why Paul is saying, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Let the Spirit rid you of all of this rubbish. Let the Spirit take away the anger in your life. Let the Spirit of God remove the bad thoughts you have about people. Let the Spirit of God fill you with such love that all you can do is love one another. You can't do anything else. Why? Because it's the Spirit of God that has done it. Beloved, I'm not making this up. I'm reading what Scripture says. And this is a message that you need to hear. And guess what? This is a message I desperately need to hear. I spent years trying to change. I've spent years trying to do things right. I've spent years trying to put off my old life and live this new life. I've spent years trying to change my own mind. This is so uplifting. This is so beautiful. But you see, when you study Scripture this closely and you begin to look at the Word of God, you begin to realize that God has a plan already put in place, and we have to make a decision that we are going to do it. You see, the Spirit of God isn't going to change the way I think because He wants to do that, and He's just going to invade my life and change the way I think automatically. Oh no, The Spirit of God is a gentleman, and therefore he won't change anything unless we allow the Spirit of God to change us. That's why Paul says, instead, let. That word let is so important. If you've got a Bible, I want you to underline the word let. Because of this. Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. In other words, another word, allow the Spirit of God to renew your thoughts and attitudes. And that is what I want us to do today. Another step toward being Christ-like, being made in the image of God, being more like Christ. So, so important. But along with me, you have to make that decision. You have to say, yes, David, that is what I want. Yes, David, that is what I am going to do. I am going to allow the Spirit of God to change the way I think from today. Are you hearing me? Then Paul says, put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Put it on like a cloak. Put it on like a jacket. Put it on like a jumper, whatever you want to wear. Put it on. When we have prayed, that's what we're going to do. We're going to put it on. We're going to wear that vestment. We are going to wear that cloak of a renewed mind, renewed thoughts and attitudes. Pray with me these words. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Father, I give permission to the Holy Spirit today to renew my thoughts and attitudes so I can become more Christ-like. I pray in the name of Jesus. Now, whatever you're doing right now, I want you to physically stand up. And I want you to go through the action of putting on a new jacket. It may look weird to people watching you, but you know what's going on. I want you to wear it now in Jesus' name. Wear it as you wear the full armor of God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray as you wear your new attitude and your new thoughts, that you will keep your eyes fixed on him. In the name of Jesus.